a shooting range as a symbol of Nazi ideology and community. During the Nazi era, shooting ranges played a significant role in Tyrol. While officially promoted as sports facilities, they also served as propaganda tools. The NSDAP aimed to establish a shooting range in every community, creating spaces where people could gather and strengthen their connections to the party. These facilities were meant to promote military readiness while fostering community spirit under Nazi ideology. A prominent example is the shooting range in Sölden, designed by architect Jakob Schilfat. Construction began in 1940 with the location deliberately chosen for its symbolic impact. Perched on a rocky outcrop above the village, the range was intended to resemble a fortress, symbolizing strength and resilience. However, construction faced delays and the facility was not completed until 1942. The inauguration was attended by numerous Nazi officials, including Gauleiter Franz Hofer, who praised the shooting range as a key component of Nazi education. The community was actively involved in its construction. Men were required to contribute labor. Municipalities provided building materials and youth groups participated in regular training sessions at the ranch. Beyond target practice, the shooting range became a venue for large events featuring parades, speeches, and music. However, its purpose extended beyond sports and community building. The shooting range symbolized the militarization of society and prepared civilians for war. During World War II, the facility hosted not only shooting competitions, but also training exercises for the Volkssturm, a last resort defense force made up of elderly men and teenage boys. In 2025, a small exhibition was installed at the Sölden shooting range, highlighting how sports, politics and propaganda intertwined during the Nazi era. The site serves as a reminder of how everyday spaces were repurposed to promote ideology and prepare society for conflict.